Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Track O'Brien on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and this is the third part of our Ours to Protect feature on fast fashion. Over the last 2 weeks, we heard about the damage the industry causes to the environment, and we also looked at ways we can shop for clothes in a more sustainable way. This week, we're going to hear all about ReLove Fashion. It's a sustainable fashion competition open to young people of secondary school age across the country. The competition was developed and is funded through a partnership between the Regional Waste Management Planning Offices, the Government of Ireland, and the Rediscovery Centre, Ireland's National Centre for the Circular Economy. From Rediscover Fashion in the Rediscovery Centre, it's Aaron Murphy to tell us all about the competition.
So the ReLove Fashion Competition is a sustainable fashion competition for teenagers across Ireland. They are asked to create an outfit from pre-loved textiles, so they're not allowed to buy anything new for their project. Mm-hmm. And it is all about kind of inspiring that and encouraging that kind of reuse and repurposing of existing items. And also exploring creativity and also learning new skills. Some of the people who've entered and have ended up in the finals, it's been their first sewing project. So, and they also have to learn a bit about the impact of the fashion industry. So it's kind of raising awareness, but also giving people a sense of agency because they're doing something that is part of the solution. And also, you know, the skills that they're learning and the mindset that they're kind of getting into, the hope is that they will use that for their own clothes going forward as an alternative to buying from fast fashion brands all the time.
And is this advertised through schools or is it through the website or a bit of both?
A bit of both. So the competition is open through schools, through youth groups and to individuals as well. So you can check it out on the website. It's relovefashion.ie. One of the big things about the outfit is that it is wearable, it is washable, and it's hopefully not just for the competition. It's something that will be worn again and again.
It's got a practical side to it.
Yeah.
And people all over the country, it's not just for people around Dublin.
It's not just for people around Dublin. The competition this year was open to 26 participating local authorities. We're hoping that it'll grow to be a nationwide, so mm-hmm. the 31 local authorities, so open to every teenager in Ireland, because it really is such a positive platform for exploring these issues and going on a really fun, creative journey.
And how did the competition go in 2025? It finished there before the summer. You had the finals. How did the competition go?
This year's competition was brilliant. It was the first year that we were able to offer it across the country. So it had just been in the Leinster kind of area in the Eastern Midlands waste region. So the year before there was 11 participating counties. This year there was 26.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it kind of increased in size. And there's the competition runs from September to January, so the submission date is in January, and then there's a shortlisting process. So we do interviews with the first round of shortlisted entrants, which is really, you know, it's really great to hear from the students and the teenagers who've taken part,
where their ideas came from,
how their journey went with it. And you know, so many people gave the feedback that it like they'd learned new skills and that they were actually really relaxing. They found them really relaxing. So I think, you know, like I would be a big kind of advocate of sewing as a kind of a well-being kind of thing.
You
know, there's a meditation element, in it. Yeah, obviously it can be a bit frustrating as well at times if things aren't going your way, but you know, there's a learning in that, overcoming obstacles and everything. But yeah, that was amazing to hear. And a lot of people, you know, people would do it in groups. So there was a lot of people saying that their friendships had deepened from taking part in a project like this together and kind of overcoming challenges together and, you know, figuring out what their design was and all of that kind of stuff. So really, really positive feedback. And then we do, which is a really amazing part of it. One of my favorite parts is there's a second round of shortlisting then and the finalists are selected. And then we get the outfits here to the Rediscovery Center and we put them up as part of an exhibition on mannequins. And once they go for the mannequins, it's just amazing because, you know, it gives them such a presence as well. And
yeah.
You can see just all of the creativity and all of the work and all of the individuality per outfit, you know, and it's just really, really impressive. Like,
and there's a lot going on in Rediscover Fashion here in the Rediscovery Centre, a lot of ideas, a lot of creativity. But I'm guessing with this competition, Relove Fashion, there's a whole new batch of creativity that you hadn't seen before that's coming through.
Yeah, it's astounding. Every year, it's just astounding. And yeah, like, you have to come.
Yeah.
You have to come see it for yourself because yeah. It's just, like, it's really, really encouraging that, you know, these teenagers, like, the skills that they have, like, some of the sewing skills are astounding.
Mm.
And then just some of the creative ideas as well are really, really clever, really, really impressive. And like I said, it's not just about having brilliant sewing skills. It's like, you know, it's open to anyone with any level of sewing skills. Yeah, then we have the grand final as well, which is a very exciting day. You know, judges and prizes and all of that. So yeah, it went really, really well, and it's just growing from strength to strength. So we're hoping this year, so it'll start again this year in September. And we're hoping for more brilliant things.
And if you're not hearing, or if your children aren't hearing about it in their schools, just go along to the Rediscovery Centre or relovefashion.ie.
Yeah.
Okay, and you'll find out all the information about application and all that. And that will go on to a final in 2026.
Yes.
They'll start to publicise the 2026 competition at the end of the summer. So if you have teenagers in the household who'd be interested in taking part, be sure to keep an eye on relovefashion.ie. Last up this week, it's time to meet up again with the eco-experts of St. Colum Kills National School in Gainstown.
Leah.
Eve.
Essay.
Zoe.
Carla.
Alexandra.
Lucianne.
Roisin.
Leah.
Josh.
Donica.
Cian.
George.
James.
Cian.
Rory.
Mel.
Daniel.
Patrick.
Afra.
Roisin.
Emily.
And we asked them,
how can I make my wardrobe a little bit greener?
You can make it a bit greener by using recycled materials.
Getting like one pair of like really good clothes and a few other pairs.
Kind of like the clothes that you don't wear, like put them in a bag and then put them in like, or like give them away to people who might not be able to afford them.
Buy one good pair of runners that's recycled and then you don't need to buy cheap ones.
To like buy only what you need and make sure you buy it in a bigger size so it will last you for years.
Maybe like look at what's in the clothes, like not like man-made or like plastic and stuff.
Try and buy more local and stuff with more wool in it rather than plastic.
Don't get stuff from online places because they're normally made of plastic.
Don't buy off like support the local businesses because they might be better, like the clothes might be thicker and able to wash better. And don't buy off online shops because it might be really thin and like wash away.
You should buy clothes that will last longer so you can pass it on, and you should buy from your local businesses because if you don't, they'll close down.
Don't buy plasticky clothes, get more natural materials.
Fast fashion poses a number of serious dangers that impact people, the planet and even economies. It encourages constant consumption, leading to millions of tons of clothing ending up in landfills annually. And many of these clothes are made from synthetic fibres, like polyester, that take hundreds of years to decompose. Fast fashion uses toxic dyes and chemicals during manufacturing that are often dumped into rivers, harming aquatic life and contaminating water supplies. It's also worth remembering that it takes around 2,700 litres of water to make a single cotton t-shirt, enough to meet one person's drinking needs for over 2 years. The fashion industry is responsible for about 10% of global carbon emissions, more than international flights and maritime shipping combined. And we're not even started yet on the exploitation of workers in countries with low labour standards, where often women and children are underpaid and overworked in unsafe conditions. There are plenty of other options out there which involve making more conscious choices as a consumer and supporting sustainable practices, like buying less and choosing better quality clothing, shop for pre-loved clothes, and support ethical brands. Where possible, repair, upcycle or swap your clothes. As part of the Arts to Protect series this year, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio have partnered with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland and the Institute for Climate, Sound and Society in Harvard. Over the next number of months, we'll be capturing the sound of climate change by recording the noise of our varied elements of wildlife. We'll be doing this in County Meath on the grounds of Unadoig na hÉireann, the Irish Language Centre for Young People. The centre is run by Kailash Navian, and all information about their Irish language youth clubs throughout the country and their summer Gaeltacht courses is available at cnb.ie. We'll be back in the autumn with more updates on this great initiative. Hours to Protect will return again on August 17th with the first of next month's feature with myself, Traco Brainon, on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hours to Protect is funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more information.